here's what I want us to think about for just the next couple minutes. And that is, when we go out this week, there's three things that you're going to need this week. I don't know if you realize that. You look at your calendar and you might think, well, there's about 40 things that I need this week. But I want to boil it down to three things that when you leave this place tonight, you need to be determined. These are the three things that I need to take with me this week. Get your Bibles and look in 1 Peter chapter 1. And we are briefly going to see these three things. And you will notice that these are three things that we see in other places in the Bible. And you'll probably be able to finish this list before we even get to the last one in your familiarity of the New Testament. But when you get to 1 Peter chapter 1, Peter says there's three things upon which our lives as Christians is founded. And he talks about the first one starting in verse 7, where he talks about the fact that their faith was being tested, even tested by fire. When we go out this week, brethren, we need to have faith. No matter what we hear on the radio, no matter what we hear on TV, no matter what people say around us, we need to have faith in God. We need to have our faith increased in God. We need to do, as Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, not walk by sight. Not be all wrapped up in how things might look to us. Not be all wrapped up in how things might appear to us. We need to walk by faith. And the way that we do that, the Bible says faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. What do we need this week? We need a heavy dose of faith. Where are we going to get that faith? From a heavy reading of the Word of God. Satan is going to do all that he can this week to tear down our faith. Satan is going to do all that he can this week to grieve us. Verse 6 says, through various trials in order that our faith might be tested. But the genuineness of your faith will be determined by how you make it through the trials this week. Will your faith be weakened or will your faith be strengthened? What do we need this week? We need a stronger faith. But what else do we need? We also need to put our hope in God. In 1 Peter chapter 1, starting in verse 3, are some of my favorite verses in the Bible. I remember the Sunday morning after Katie was born, that I preached on 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, to talk about the inheritance that we have as the children of God. Here's where our faith and our hope need to be. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why is He so blessed? What has He blessed us with? Who, according to His abundant mercy, He has begotten us again unto not just a hope or any hope. He has begotten us again unto a living hope. Where did that hope come from? Where did that living hope come from? By the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul says, if Christ was not raised, we are of all men most pitiable. We have no hope. But the fact that Christ was raised from the dead, God gives us a living hope. You know where that hope is? Verse 4. Our hope is in a place that the Bible says is an inheritance that is undefiled. There is nothing that can happen to this place that can tarnish it. It's undefiled and it fades not away. There's nothing that can be done, no years that can pass that will cause its glory and its beauty to fade. The verse says at the end of verse 4 that it is reserved. It's reserved in heaven. Where is your hope laid up? Hebrews chapter 6 verse 19 says that Christ entered in behind the veil and He carried our hope with us to heaven. That's where our hope is laid up, and it is reserved in heaven for you. How certain is that reservation? How certain can we be about the reservation? Look at what verse 5 says. That reservation has been made by God, but not just made by God. Verse 5 says, our hope in heaven is kept. It is held on to. It is kept by the power of God. The word keep there means that it is being guarded. It's a military term. It is being watched over by the power of God. If you were going to set a watch, a guard over something that was more valuable than anything else, would you want anybody other than God keeping watch over that which is reserved in heaven for us? What do we need this week? We need to have our hope more firmly planted in heaven than ever before. We don't look at those things that are seen. Those things are temporal, 2 Corinthians 4 verse 18 says. We look at those things that are not seen, for those things are eternal. That's where we've placed our hope. And the God who cannot lie, in Titus 1 and verse 2, has promised us heaven. What do we need this week? We need faith. We need hope. And my guess is that you could probably fill in the blank as to the third thing that we need this week. Faith and hope and love. It's only mentioned one time in this passage. In fact, while love is mentioned several times in this book, having love for one another, having fervent love for one another, 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 8, loving one another with pure and honest hearts in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22, here's the only place at the end of verse 8, or the beginning of verse 8, where he says, here's Christ. Here's the Lord whom we have not even seen. And what did he say about these Christians? You haven't even seen him, but you love him. How much do you love the Lord? You've never seen him. You've never placed your eyes on him. How much do you love your Savior? Do you love him enough that you would keep his commandments, as he says in John chapter 14 and verse 15? Do you love him enough that you would give yourself up for him? That's how much he loved us. Do you love him enough that you would love him with all of your heart, not a lot of it or a part of it? That you would love him with all of your soul, with all of your mind, with all of your strength. What do we need this week? We need to have a stronger faith. We need to have a deeper hope. And we need to have a more determined love, that we are going to put the Lord first. That we are going to put our love for Him first. You remember what it said about the church in Ephesus in Revelation chapter 2. They had left their first love. The Lord needs to be first in our lives. He needs to be our first love, with no one else ever taking His place. There's a lot of things we need this week. We could have said we'll need some patience this week. We'll probably need that. We could say that, well, we'll need some money this week. I suspect that somebody might need to pay a bill this week. We could say, well, I need some, and we can make a whole list. But do you need more faith? The disciples came to Jesus and said, increase our faith. Do you need more hope? Sometimes our hope might tend to waver. Do you need to love the Lord more? Are you a Christian tonight? Is your faith in God? Is your hope in heaven? Do you love Him so much that you say, Lord, I'll do whatever You tell me to do? If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, why don't you tonight make up your mind that you're going to put Him first? Put away the sin, turn away from the sin that's in your life, repent of that sin, confess the faith that's in your heart, be baptized this very night. He's waiting. He's waiting at the door for you to come to Him, to give your life to Him and to be immersed so that your sins might be washed away. If you haven't done that, the church is going to sing for your encouragement. Why don't you come down these aisles? If you've already done that as a child of God, have not been living that faithful life that He calls upon us to live. If we can help you in any way tonight, please come as together we stand and sing.